You remember when all the people, I think there were four of them, got together here and read the lesson. There was Marion from St. James's, and there was Margaret from here, from St. Mungo's, and I can't remember who the other two were. There was the gaffer from the South Church, and there was David from the North Kirk. And they worked well together. A sports team works well together if everyone plays their part. The team functions well and they've got a better chance of winning. But Paul was writing to some people who were in a church in Corinth, and they weren't working well together. They weren't playing as a team. Maybe some people thought that they were best because they had an important role in the church. Others maybe thought that they wanted to be something that they weren't ready for yet, or that maybe even just wasn't them. Others maybe thought that because they didn't have a certain job in the church, they weren't of much value in God's eyes. Paul writes to this church to remind them, and he uses a standard image from his world, that a body is made up of different parts. And he talks about the church as the body of Christ, with each part playing a role. Now, if everyone plays their part, it would be a better place to be. Paul suggests to them a different way to go about things. It's a better way, he says, and it's in the part that we didn't read, 1 Corinthians 13. It's the way of love. Instead of trying to look good, love means caring for other people. Instead of trying to win at all costs, love means putting other people first. We might not think of the values such as patience and kindness and gentleness as being the values we need in a team. But without these, teams can fall apart. And to be part of God's team, God's church, well, first of all, we have to accept God's invitation, which goes out to everyone, to be part of that team. But it also means playing as a team, being willing to put other people first, working together for the benefit of others, and putting love at the center of everything we do. Loving God, loving others. Now that's about all I want to say this morning, but let's just pray about these things.